Exercise 4, page 48.
Until not very long ago, going out for a meal in a restaurant was a rare treat, reserved for special occasions such as birthdays and anniversaries. Today, however, the restaurant trade is booming. So, how can you be sure that the food you are eating is safe? James Fisher is a food safety inspector with North Cornwall District Council. James, are we at risk if we go out to eat?
By and large, the answer is, of course not. But unfortunately, the number of food poisoning cases that are reported to the authorities is on the rise. In recent years, more than 1 million cases annually. And that figure obviously does not include minor cases where the sufferers have not seen a doctor.
Just how serious is it if a person is affected by food poisoning?
In the majority of cases, a person suffering from food poisoning will experience stomach ache, diarrhea, and possibly vomiting. These symptoms may last for 2 or 3 days, and while unpleasant, they are not usually life-threatening, fortunately. However, if the victim is already unwell for another reason, or if they are babies or very old, the problem can be very serious, especially if the illness is caused by E. coli.
We've been hearing a lot about E. coli recently. Could you tell us what it is and why it is dangerous?
E. coli is the name given to a type of bacteria that lives in our intestines. Normally, we can live with them quite happily, but there is one type, known as E. coli 0157, that can make people dangerously ill.
I see. And can anything be done to prevent people being infected with E. coli 0157?
Well, this is where people like me come in. This particular form of food poisoning is usually passed on by raw or undercooked meat. So when we inspect a restaurant, we are particularly interested in checking that raw meat is not stored with other foods and that all meat is thoroughly cooked. It is also important that staff who have been handling raw meat wash and dry their hands thoroughly before touching other types of food. People should take the same precautions in their own homes, of course.
So what do you do if you find a restaurant that is not up to standard? Close it down?
We do have the power to close down any restaurant or food shop that is not up to standard, yes. But in most cases, we prefer to issue a warning and give the owners time to clean up their act. Unfortunately, anyone can open a restaurant. You do not need a license or any qualifications. So in many cases, the problems are caused by ignorance. Not realizing the danger of using the same knife and board to cut meat and vegetables, for example.
Because that could pass on infections like E. coli 0157?
Exactly. To be honest, I think that most restaurant owners and chefs want their premises to have a good reputation. They won't stay in business for very long if the word gets around that their food makes people ill after all. So I see an important part of my job as being education. If I can teach people to maintain high safety standards, that is far better than forcing a place to close down. I don't want people to lose their jobs after all.
So, generally speaking, people take notice of what you say?
Happily, yes. In fact, we frequently have people wanting to start a food establishment, a cafe or a restaurant, coming to us for advice before they open for business. That makes my job a lot easier, because I know that I am more likely to find a clean, well-run kitchen when I visit their premises.
How frequently do you visit places, in fact?
Not as frequently as I would like, unfortunately. As you said at the beginning, there has been a boom in the food trade in recent years, and new restaurants seem to open every day. We really need more inspectors, as I would like to see all premises inspected at least once every 6 months. At the moment, it is once every 18 months on average.
You say once every 18 months on average, so presumably some premises are inspected more frequently than that.
Of course, if we identify a problem. In that case, the owner can expect a surprise visit at any time. The problem for the public is that they are not allowed to inspect the kitchens for themselves. A restaurant may look very clean and attractive in the public areas, but it can be a very different story when you go behind the scenes, as it were. I don't want to give your listeners the wrong impression, though. On the whole, I have to say that things are getting better. Standards are definitely improving. And the new scheme requiring restaurants to display inspection results where they can clearly be seen by customers should help tremendously.
Does that mean potential customers will be able to read your reports in the restaurant? With the menu, perhaps?
Not exactly. That would be taking things a little too far, I think. As you know, several organizations already operate a star system for restaurants, based on the quality of service, atmosphere, and the taste of the food on offer. One idea being discussed is that restaurants should be awarded stars to show how well they comply with health and safety standards. 5 stars would mean that the restaurant maintains the very best standards.
And a restaurant that had only 1 star would best be avoided, I presume.
Well, it would certainly mean that there was a lot of room for improvement, yes. But there are a lot of details to be worked out before we can say we have a scheme that will satisfy everybody. A lot of restaurant owners doubt whether the scheme would operate fairly, because there are not enough inspectors to make it work, and I think that I agree with them. I have been saying for a long time that we need more inspectors.
Well, it is good to know that we do have people out there looking after our health. James, thank you so much for joining us this morning.